Hey and welcome back. I'm busy doing some video stuff, so I thought I'd share with you some more technology things that I've experienced. It sounds weird that I'm talking about video, but currently I'm able to mess around on my tablet whilst recording this. So I'm going to have a look at sort of the tools that I've been playing with. As I said, this is about video and sort of media. So it's more about me turning the audio booths that I'm currently doing into video blogs, whether they mirror this or they're something of their own. And I'm going for a much more personal style in some ways. Now, the app that I'm using is called, what I thought was going to be Cut, but it's not. It's called Cute Cut. Through watching myself and listening back, I do realise that I might race ahead and speak quite quickly, but to be honest, this is something that I'm hoping to improve on over time, and I seem to have found this more obvious as a sticking point when I've watched myself visually, so it's really helpful in some ways to be engaged in video media. And I think what's interesting is that this app is called Cute Cut. I've just grabbed something that I thought was interesting. I saw another one that had a more linear visual timeline. So when you added a video, you would be editing the clip together or just placing it. You can put your usual kind of pictures or text on a background kind of thing, but you would be creating your timeline within one timeline. And the Cute Cut app that I'm using now is not like that. It allows for many layers, so you can layer things differently. It does seem to be restrictive, so that once you've done your second layer, your third actually pops into your other layer, which does make sense, because for video editing purposes, you probably do only need a couple. For text and image and audio, then those are additional layers. So the thought process that's gone into this is actually quite clever. I've taken care to not remove and delete the examples. I have to admit, I don't follow tutorials or read them as such, because I feel like technology is so intuitive that often we can, after you've played a little bit, you should be able to pick these things up quite quickly. If not, however, and you want to get into it, there are two neat little examples. I found the use of this quite good, helpful, really easy. So I'm just picking up where I left off there. I was describing how nice and lovely the editing process was and is for the Cute Cut app, and with the many layers, it seems to provide for quite a lot of flexibility to do whatever you want. So overall, I would say a good app. I would say that this particular app, and there's another one that I mentioned, which I've actually removed, so I can't remember the name of it. But like typically, like most apps, they're free, and then once you get into it, you need to purchase for more. And the other app that I could have got was $1.99, and I found that this one was actually $3.99. But because of the layering and what I felt to be more visually in tune was the one I bought, the Cute Cut app. So that's my recommendation. And I suppose, whilst I've got a few more minutes to spare, I thought I'd explain that why I'm doing this. And the answer is fairly simple. It's because in the past we've talked about, I'm sure you can go back and have a listen to my other mini podcasts about video media mirroring social media text format, and how video blogging is becoming more of a thing. And in order to do this, we need to start somewhere. So I guess I've dabbled quite a lot. I'm able to direct people in this, but to continuously have something in place where you would be delivering the video content is interesting. So I'm choosing to play with these applications on a tablet because they're portable. So the kind of video making that I'm now being interested in is actually slightly less, or a lot less, formal, meaning that with such technology, we should be really seeing We have seen the rise of journalism being now local journalism and hyper-local into specific wards of cities or certain postcodes or areas. And to mirror that, I think in some ways, video content might also head that way. So initially, people are just speaking about it as a social media engagement tool. But by using applications like Cute Cut and such other tools, it would be interesting to see down the line how this goes, because my vision would be that people are constantly videoing themselves and carrying around these tablets, and then on their journey home or just before they set off, they would be quickly editing these bits together, and the editing process would allow for people to record chunks that are that have a relevant content that hits the point every time, and it's not boring and tedious and just a continuous piece, unless if it's an art form. So I think that my thinking is that there's a reason for doing this. So I'm playing with different editing techniques and trying to pick up on different knowledges and skills that I feel like I have had in the past. But I'm also trying to be aware that some people don't have this skill set. So if this is the way technology is going, it feels like everybody would need a lot more skilling up than just social media. On that bombshell, come back and maybe we could discuss this again soon. Please do follow us on Audio Boo and give us your comments, or alternatively tweet us at Tea and Toast. Speak to you soon. Until next time.